Good evening. This is Creeping It Real in the Field. And tonight is our first sidekick podcast with the football versions. Tomorrow starts the NFL season. Of course, my Cowboys are trying to go back and beat the Eagles, but we'll talk about that a little later. Anyway, I'm going to introduce you to Savage, and of course, I'm Sin City.
And I'm Savage.
And that's Savage. Mm-hmm. So, we are about to go and do the predictions with week one, who we assume or predict that could or will win these games. And then next week, we will do the predictions for week two, but we will also do a recap of how we came out with our predictions and a little bit about each game. So anytime that Savage has something to say in between these predictions, he'll say what he has to say and I'll shut my mouth while he talks. So we're going to start. All right. First game, like I said, is the Cowboys versus the Eagles at the Eagles. Of course, I chose my Cowboys and Savage chose the Eagles.
Yeah, Savage chose the Eagles because, one, it's opening night and they having a ring ceremony, so they're going to be pretty pumped up about that. And then, two, we still don't know how y'all running game going to be. They got their team, their offense is all coming back from last year. I mean, they lost pieces on the defense, but if you ask me, the run game really carried them through last year. I mean, the defense was nice, but they still got solid piece. I think that the Eagles gonna win that game.
Okay, well, let me say this. CeeDee Lamb is like my little sweetheart on the low. I saw an interview with him today. So, since he said that, I'm gonna say this. Yes, they're gonna have their ring ceremony. And somebody asked CeeDee Lamb in his interview how he felt about it. Was he going to watch it? And he said, yes, he will. And the reason he said, yes, he will is because it is a motivation for us to be doing that soon ourselves. So, he said he's not going to talk much about it, so let's just see how they do this year. And supposedly we got rid of Micah to stop the run game. But, okay.
I'm going to say, Jerry Jones will keep on telling himself that, because that's just ridiculous. All right, ain't nobody believing that.
All right, that's the Thursday night game at 8:20. We have our first out-of-country game on Friday at 8 o'clock. It is the Chiefs and the Chargers. Both myself and Sav have chose the Chargers. Anything to say about this game?
Not much. It's a rivalry game, AFC West divisional game. I think it'd be pretty close, and it's out of the country, right?
Yes, it's in Brazil.
it ain't really nobody's home game. I just feel like the Chargers.
Well, they're calling it the Chargers' home game.
It ain't really nobody's home game.
Right, because they're not in their home field.
I just feel like the Chargers going to win.
He said he feels the Chargers going to win. Excuse me, guys. I'm choking. I don't know what the heck is going on. About to get me some water or something so we can continue on with this. Anything else about that? You said the Chargers. You think the Chargers are going to win?
Yeah, it'd be basically Harbaugh's second year as the coach for the Chargers. Patrick Mahomes and them coming off their Super Bowl loss. Demolition they took to the Eagles. I ain't lying. It was bad for them. but I don't think they starting off on the right foot right here either, because
they're going out of the country for their first game. Okay, so we'll start with the Sunday 1 o'clock games. First one up, Dolphins versus the Colts. Both me and Sav chose Dolphins. Anything about that game?
I know that the Colts did bench Anthony Richardson in favor of Daniel Jones, so he will be the starting quarterback for the Colts. With that being said, I have no faith in him, so
who?
Daniel Jones.
He's playing?
Yeah, he started for the Colts.
Oh, shoot. I didn't know that. I wondered where he went. I couldn't remember.
I might say, and I'm just not a firm believer in him. So, I'm really not a firm believer in Tua staying healthy, but if he does stay healthy, he's shown that he has potential to be cool for real. And I like him better as a quarterback than Daniel Jones. So.
Of course, me too. Of course, with Daniel Jones being in our division.
And I think that the Dolphins got better weapons. It'd be a,
offense is better?
Yeah, but I think it'd be a pretty even matchup because I feel like the Colts defense is better than the Dolphins. So.
Oh, okay. So we'll see who stays on the field the longest.
Yeah, but I think that... yeah, Dolphins will win. Tyreek Hill and Tua coming out to get cooking.
Chemistry cooking, yes it is. All right, next 1 o'clock game is the Steelers versus the Jets. This is Savage's number one team, the Steelers. So we both went with the Steelers. Anything to say about this game? I'm sure you got to talk about the quarterback.
Other than we better win this game, I'm ready to say I can't mention that both teams' quarterbacks played for the opposite teams last year, so basically a revenge game all around for real. So we'll see who comes out on top.
Who's the Jets quarterback now?
Justin Fields.
Oh yeah, y'all did have him. But he was benched, wasn't he?
He started the first 6 games for us, and then
benched for Russell.
I would say he was benched. Basically he was benched, but they said quote unquote that Russell Wilson was hurt, so. When he came back, that's when they benched him.
No, we both up here choking. All right, next game, 1 o'clock also. Panthers versus the Jaguars. Both of us, chose the Jaguars, of course. Anything about this one?
No. Except that this is a pretty even game to me, too, for real, but I'm going to say that both quarterbacks, Bryce Young for the Panthers and Trevor Lawrence for the Jaguars, definitely both in a position where they got to kind of prove themselves this year, or their time running out. They might be bagging your groceries next year.
Oh. Okay. All right. Next one is a divisional game.
Hold up, man. Oh, you did say that I picked.
We both picked the Jaguars.
Yes.
And they're home. And they're home for that game. All right. The next one is divisional game, Giants versus the Commanders. Of course, I chose the Commanders on this one because I have no faith in the Giants. I don't even want to talk about Russell Wilson right now, but we will see. And, of course, Sav chose the Commanders because that's his second favorite team. We each have an NFC and an AFC team, and that is his NFC.
Well, I'm curious to see if all about this sophomore slump they talk about. I don't think my man's going to go through it, though. I feel like he got his head on his shoulders. He's pretty poised out there. I feel like he's ready for big things this year. I did predict us to make the Super Bowl, as y'all will see later on in this podcast. You're going to hear that. But anyway.
Okay, next 1 o'clock game was the Bucks versus the Falcons. We both chose the Bucks. What about you? Would you have anything to say about that one? That's going to be a good game.
Michael Penix, really, his first year starting. So, it's going to be interesting. I just feel like the Bucks are going to win because, Baker Mayfield, he knows the system better as far as he's been Tampa's quarterback for the last 2-3 years, I think. And Michael Penix, this is his second year in this system, but I don't know.
This is a divisional game, too?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. I thought so.
NFC South.
Yes. Okay, our next 1 o'clock game is an AFC North divisional game, the Bengals versus the Browns.
Bengals by a goddamn blowout.
Okay, and I chose the Browns. Maybe they'll let Shador play. They already named Flacco as their starter.
Yeah, Flacco's the starter.
But hey, he's still got an arm on him for an old, crumpy old man.
I'm going to say, but I just don't think he got enough of an arm to keep up with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and all them weapons that they got down there.
Well, who do he have now? Since he said he don't have Nick Chubb and them no more.
Yeah,
and Amari Cooper.
Chubb is gone and
Cooper's gone.
Cooper went back to the Raiders, I think.
Oh, okay.
But I'm ready to say, and Chubb went to the Texans. I don't know who they got down there. They got...
They don't got any weapons then. They must have all rookies.
Jerome Ford, he played with them last year. I think he was with them for this is third season.
Is that
season
a running back?
Yeah, backup running back. But he was starting because Chubb was hurt. And then they drafted, but they first round pick this year, I think, a running back, Chris Judkins.
Oh, okay.
Judkins out of Ohio State.
Oh.
And he's supposed to be...
The Buckeyes.
Yeah, he's supposed to be all right for real, so... We'll see how that go, but it's never going to go good when you got an old quarterback and then a bunch of rookies behind him and then...
No chemistry.
And then, yeah, no chemistry with the wide receiver, so they're going to be leaning on the run game heavy. We'll see if Judkins and Ford can hold up, but I still don't got them even doing nothing this year. They probably don't even win more than six games.
Oh, wow. Well, I chose the Browns, and he chose the Bengals by a landslide, he said.
By at least two touchdowns.
Okay. All right, next 1 o'clock game and the final 1 o'clock game is the Raiders versus the Patriots.
I took the Patriots in this one.
Yes, you did. I took the Raiders.
I'm just more a believer of the, I don't know. I'm not really a big fan of Geno Smith. And this is first year with the Raiders. But I do know it's him and Pete Carroll reunion for real. I think Pete Carroll's the coach of the Raiders. And he'll be playing... What are you playing again?
The Patriots.
Oh, yeah, the Patriots. Yeah, I took them. Drake May and the
that's
Patriots.
That's their rookie quarterback?
That's their second year
quarterback. Oh, second year. Okay.
Rookie last year.
All right, we got 2 4:05 games. The first one is... The 49ers versus the Seahawks. We both chose the 49ers. Anything to say about this one?
Divisional game. NFC West divisional game. So, no, not really. I just chose the 49ers. I think they just got the better all-around team.
All right. And the second one is my AFC favorite versus... Well, I got to tell you guys because y'all don't know that. The Titans versus the Broncos. I chose the Titans and Sav chose the Broncos.
I think this is a tough first game for Cam Ward. Yep, the Titans rookie quarterback, which was the first overall pick of the draft this year. I think it's a pretty tough outing for him with him facing the number one defense from last year in the Broncos. I'm curious to tune in and see how that's going to go. Is he up to the task? But I don't know. That's a hard task for a rookie coming out playing the number one defense from last year. So I'm going to say that the Broncos going to win this game. And Bo Nix, I mean, I don't know if I really got too much faith in him. But here's to his second year in the league, too, for real. So.
Okay. Of course, I chose the Titans. I'm going to try to believe in them a little bit more than I did last year since they do have a rookie quarterback. But and they got the number one pick of the draft. So that leads me to believe that he must mean something for them to choose him and to go with him as a quarterback in the first round. Of course, they needed one. But they had who last year?
Mason Rudolph and... Will Levis.
Okay, so where'd Tannehill go? Because I'm behind the times.
Tannehill, he's been out the league.
I didn't know that. I thought he was on another team.
If he's on another team, he's super on the bench. I think he's out the league now. I think he retired.
All right. We got 2 4:25 games. First one, Lions versus the Packers. Of course, I chose the Lions.
I chose the Packers.
Okay. I'll let you say what you guys say.
I think, this is another divisional game. This is what, NFC North divisional game?
Yeah.
I may say so. I mean, both teams made the playoffs last year, so it should be a good game. I just feel like the Packers, to me, I think the Lions are coming in with another offensive coordinator. They ain't got the same coordinator since last year, for real. The Packers, they another year with Josh Jacobs. I mean, he did pretty solid last year. I think he rushed for like over 1,400, 1,300, something like that. But he was pretty, I mean, they had a pretty good team. Jordan Love was cool. The only thing that was wrong with the Packers was all their wide receivers got injured last year. I feel like if all their wide receivers didn't get injured, they could have made a little push for real. So, yeah, I'm going to take the Packers for a fully healthy team. And with the addition of Micah Parsons, they're going to be a team to look out for real.
I just find it ironic that Micah Parsons is playing with the Packers now and they're versus the Lions, and that's what he calls himself. So I'm kind of salty that he's not with us anymore. It wasn't really his fault. He didn't know who he was getting traded to, from what I heard. He just knew he was getting traded. And I'm going to go with the Lions only because of the fact that I'm salty about Micah being with the Packers. And I don't want to go with the Packers because the Cowboys can beat them in the regular season, but when we get to the playoffs, we're one and done with them, and we always play them first. Mm-mm-mm. All right, the next 425 game and the last one is the Texans versus the Rams. I chose the Texans and Sav chose the Rams.
Yeah, well, this one I chose the Rams. I'm more curious to see what the offense is going to look like with the addition of Davante Adams. I mean, we already know what Puka Nacua going to do. We know what, what's their running back name? Kyron Williams. I mean, he kind of coming onto the scene hot for real. Like, Matt Stafford going to be Matt Stafford and air it out. I'm just curious how they going to fit Davante Adams into the offense. But with that being said, who they play? The Texans, you say?
Mm-hmm. The Rams play the Texans, yeah. And the Rams are home.
I'm going to say it was a tough fight for me because, I'm not going to lie, the Texans and the Rams got both of them got some top five defenses in the NFL. If you're asking for my opinion, I ain't going to lie.
I also like the Texans because of the fact when they had Watson and Hopkins.
But I don't know if the Texans going to be, like, they had the same problem as the Packers last year. All their receivers was going down. I don't know if they're starting the season with all their receivers healthy. I don't know if Nico Collins is healthy, Tank Dell, and I know they got rid of Stephon Diggs. He went to the Patriots. He with the Patriots now. Oh, I forgot to say that about the Patriots game. Drake May got another target in here, Stephon Diggs. But
Drake May's a new rookie, right?
The second year.
Second year, you said, yeah. All right, so we're going to go back to the Sunday night 8:20 game, which is supposed to be the game of the week because it's prime time and it's on Sunday. It was the Ravens versus the Bills. I, of course, chose the Bills. I have faith in Josh Allen. And Sav chose the Ravens, but he really wants to see the Bills win, but he feels the Ravens are going to win this game.
Yeah, I would like to see the Bills win because obviously I'm a Steelers fan at heart. I ain't none. But I'm ready to say, To be honest, I'm going to say I think that the Ravens pretty salty how last season ended with that playoff loss to the Bills. And then they home? No, they going to
the
Buffalo.
The Bills are home.
And that's how, they going to exactly where their season ended last year. I think they're going to come out with a vengeance, and I think that they're going to win. Like, that's just my gut feeling telling me that.
Okay, Monday Night Football, 8:15, is the Vikings versus the Bears. Bears are at home. Vikings is who I chose. The Bears is who Savage chose. Anything about that game?
Well, Vikings are running out their rookie quarterback from last year. This is his second year, but really, yeah, rookie because this is his first year starting. So, against second year quarterback for the Bears and Caleb Williams, which was the first overall pick from last year. So, I feel like it's a bit interesting game, and that's a division game too. That's an NFC North division game too, for real. So the whole NFC North plays each other? Because you said the Packers play the Lions. And that should have been one of your fun facts. Yeah, for the first week, the Packers play the Lions and
Vikings play the Bears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, that's another NFC North matchup. And I just feel like the Bears just...
Well, our division, the NFC East, was the same thing.
I don't know how Yeah, true that. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say, I don't know how J.J. McCarthy's going to play. Nobody knows how he looks for real, so we just had to see him wait till the season starts. That's why I picked the Bears, because at least we know what Caleb Williams going to look like. And their defense is definitely a top 10 defense in the league to me. It's all just what Caleb Williams do. If he don't turn the ball over or keep on holding on to the ball for so long. He got weapons out there, and I feel like they'll win. I feel like it'd be a close game, but yeah, they'll win.
Okay, that is what our predictions are for the week 1 games. I'm going to go into, I did some grading of the preseason. Well, I looked it up, did some research. Of course, said, which kind of upset when I got to the Commanders, but it wasn't nothing against them. It was just something that they had. I did a couple of the grade A's. The Texans got grade A for preseason. CJ Stroud did 2 drives, 6 of 8 throws in week 2 against Carolina for 44 yards. No touchdown. Okay. They only used them for the 2 drives. Kansas City got grade A in preseason. First round rookie Josh Simmons has blossomed into a set and forget at left tackle. 2024 second round pick. Kingsley Suamataya. Is that how you say it?
I don't know who that is.
He left tackle, now a left guard. Patrick Mahomes was sacked more than any other time in his career last season. Pray for a no repeat this season. Giants. It's been a while since anyone can say that the Giants are a grade A in preseason, who has picked up Russell Wilson. An old Mississippi rookie quarterback, Jackson Dart, the 25th overall pick, looked the part of a future franchise quarterback. He completed 32 of 47 passes for 372 yards with 3 passing touchdowns over 3 games. He should definitely be a starter for when Wilson is done. Washington went 0-3 in the preseason. This is why Sav was kind of upset with me. But Daniels only played 1 drive. He never attempted a pass. He did rush for a touchdown, though. So, yay, Daniels!
Don't be trying to get my man that false.
Okay, Cowboys got 1 game out of 3 in the preseason. They beat the Falcons 31-13. Dak didn't do any drives in any of the games. In fact, he hasn't had a snap in preseason since 2019.
Which don't make no damn sense, because he needs all the snaps.
Yes, he needs all the snaps, especially when he's not healthy for a whole season, and that's been the last couple of years. All right. Now we're going to move on to the top 5 toughest schedules. We got 1, the New York Giants. 2, the Chicago Bears. 3, the Detroit Lions. 4 is the Philadelphia Eagles. And 5 is my Dallas Cowboys. Top 5 easiest schedules are the 49ers, the Titans, the Colts, the Jaguars, and the Cardinals. Moving on, as I go through my notes, here are the questions for Sav. Mm-hmm. First one, will the Bengals make the playoffs? Why or why not?
That's a tough one. If they make the playoffs, I can't say for a fact they will. I ain't gonna lie, so I'm gonna just say if. If they make the playoffs, it's surely not gonna be because of their defense. That's what's holding them back. Their defense was the worst of the worst last year, and that's what really held them back, because Joe Burrow had an MVP season. Chase put up another, 1,600 yards. T. Higgins always go for over 1,000 if he healthy for real. I don't know. I'm going to say they offense fire. They defense just, it's like they offense got to score 30-plus points every game, because their defense seems like it's giving up 30-plus points every game. So if they do make the playoffs, it'll be because, their offense was, more than likely Joe Burrow win MVP if they make the playoffs. I ain't going on about that. I'll just keep it at that. I can't say if they will or won't make it.
Okay. Will the Bears win a playoff game this year?
Hell no. I don't got it.
It's funny because the recruiter at my job is a big Bears fan. He's got all this Bears stuff in his office. And he's like, I know my team sucks, but I've been a fan for years.
I just don't, like, who would they beat? Like, just even them getting into the playoffs would be like.
When was the last time they were in the playoffs?
They made it. Like, but I'm saying, it probably was.
A couple years ago?
With Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah.
When they kicker could have kicked him to the next round, but he double doinked it.
Doink, doink.
Mm-hmm. It was all over.
All right. This is a question that I don't know how you're going to go with this one. Will Patrick, Josh, or Lamar win MVP? And if so, which one and why?
I'm tired of it being MVP only between them two. They need
three.
Like, I ain't gonna lie. So, take Mahomes out the equation because it don't feel like it's been really between Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
Okay, it's that Bills and Ravens rival. That's all it is.
But I'm ready to say, I just hope they give it to somebody else. I would like to see if a running back has over 2,000 scrimmage yards that he gets some serious consideration for MVP. I'm tired of them just keep on giving MVP to quarterbacks.
When these
running backs out here is carrying their teams to victory, like Saquon Barkley could have won MVP last year. Derrick Henry could have won MVP last year. Like, let's not act like Derrick Henry coming to the Ravens didn't open up that offense for Lamar, for real. Yeah. Not the run game. Oh. They was already a run team. They opened up that field. You can't stack the box.
You can't stop Henry. He can hurdle you. He can run through you.
And when you come to stack the box to try to stop him, it's going to be bad for you because then you got to worry about Lamar breaking the pocket or him hitting his speedy little shifty receivers, for real.
Okay, well, I didn't write this question down, but since you said that, who do you feel quarterback-wise, even if they're not in these top three, will be MVP for the year?
Jaden Daniels, I told you. Wasn't my MVP pick.
Okay. All right. Next question. Stay with Jaden Daniels. How will Jaden follow up his rookie season?
As long as people feel like it'd be a flop if he don't take us back to the NFC Championship game. That's what I'm hearing, for real. But I feel like that was just a storybook season, for real. As long as he take us to the playoffs again, as long as we competitive in our game, I'll be happy.
Ooh, excuse me. Yawning. All right. Next question. Can Brock Purdy lead the 49ers back to dominance?
No. I am not a believer in Brock Purdy. I feel like he is a beneficiary of the system that the 49ers run. And I feel like they can almost plug any and everybody in there. And matter of fact, get me out there for goddamn.
But you going to be a receiver? Quarterback?
No, quarterback. Oh, take Brock Purdy job. He getting paid all that damn money. Come on now, man.
I tell you, it's called the contract. What is it called?
I'm sorry if you're a 49ers fan, but I'm just a real fan of football, and we not going to sit back and act like Brock Purdy is no franchise quarterback.
It's the contract curse when you get that big contract.
They sure as hell paid that man like he was a franchise quarterback. Mr. Irrelevant, you'll never hear that ever in a million years again. The last pick of the draft, getting paid like he is a top quarterback in the NFL. Man, it's just ridiculous. But anyway, the 49ers, whatever make you sleep at night.
Did you not believe in him as a quarterback, period?
No, he never was a franchise quarterback. He was always beneficiary of the offense they had around him. We ready to see this year, though.
Okay.
We is ready to see this year. But even then, I can't give him the credit
Seahawks
because
this week
they got one of the best offensive-minded people in Kyle Shanahan on their roster, for real. He a mastermind at play calling, for real, All he need to do is not turn the ball over. He could be the best game. He's a game manager to me. Let me put it like that.
Okay. All right.
Not that there's nothing wrong with that. My favorite quarterback of all time, I would consider him a game manager, but he was putting up big stats, which was Drew Brees.
He was
a good game manager.
Okay, can the Cowboys make it back to the playoffs?
I don't know. Like I said, it's going to be tough for them without a run game. I just don't believe in no team. Like, but it's going to be tough for you if you don't have
So you
run
have
game.
No faith in Javonte Williams or Miles Sanders?
We don't know. It ain't about having faith in them. Like, they already players, but...
With us getting them out of the free agency.
But
all right.
Y'all didn't have no run game for, what, the last 2-3 years now?
Two, yeah. And we put Zeke back on the team. That didn't help out at all. Feed me my ass. not really literally feed my ass, but... All right, next one is, will Aaron Rodgers have success in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, because he's old enough to know that he don't got to go out there and be Superman. That defense going to keep us in game, so all he got to do is game manage too, for real. He ain't got to go be throw for 4,500 yards and be an MVP candidate. Just go out there, be comfortable in your own skin, do what you usually do, and just rely on your defense. That's what every other quarterback that come into the Steelers do. Like, we ain't had no damn Pro Bowl type quarterback play since a couple years before Ben Roethlisberger retired. Our last probably Pro Bowl season from Ben Roethlisberger was like 2018, for real.
He left in, what, 2020?
Yeah.
Yeah, because this last couple of years, he wasn't that. He was showing his age, playing through elbow pain and all types of stuff.
No, I wouldn't even say he was showing his age. It was that. Yeah, he went and got that elbow surgery and never recovered from it.
Right.
He couldn't throw the same no more.
Right. Well, what about, can the Eagles report as Super Bowl champions? Repeat, I said a report. Excuse me.
Yeah, they could. I mean,
what's their chances in your eyes?
I mean, their chances is pretty strong if everybody stay healthy.
Okay, especially with Saquon over there.
I mean, they got
a good offense.
Saquon.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, I'm not all that pressed on Jalen Hurts in his passing, but he do got
good
weapons
yeah.
when he decided to pass, and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
I keep forgetting A.J. Brown is over there.
And even with Dallas got it, they tight end for real. Like, he got the weapons, but I'm just not a believer. Like, if just the key to stopping the Eagles is really shutting down Saquon Barkley. And keeping everything in front of you, for real.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what it is.
Protection to that quarterback, too.
I mean, I know it's a lot easier said than done. That's why I feel like they might repeat again, for real. Because, like, they got a good tandem they could throw at you. If they not doing the run game, they could hit you with the pass game. Or they can do the quarterback run. Like, all of it. The whole offense is elite, let's just put it like that. And then especially their offensive line. Like, that offensive line is probably the best in the league, so.
Okay. Could the Lions make it to the Super Bowl?
No. I feel like the Lions are just cursed. I don't feel like the Lions will ever make the Super Bowl.
Okay. How will Mahomes and the Chiefs bounce back this year?
I don't know what they'll consider a bounce back, because I don't got them making the Super Bowl this year.
Okay. All right, now we're going to do the rewards, our predictions of who we think is going to win. So
I do got them making the playoffs, but I don't got the Chiefs making the Super Bowl.
Okay, Chiefs making the playoffs, but they're going to get sent home. Okay, mm-hmm. You heard it from Savage. It came first from in the field. So we're going to start out with these rewards mm-hmm. that they will receive at the end of the year, at the end of the season after the Super Bowl. Comeback player of the year. Who you got?
Who do I got? I got, I feel like he just needed this. Tua. I picked Tua because he always injury prone.
Top of the areola.
Yeah, tongue on the areola.
Tongue on the areola. Tagliavola. How you say his last name?
Tagovailoa. Something to say like that.
I chose Dak Prescott since he missed about 8 games last year. I'm hoping that he comes back and does his thing. He's good when he's healthy. Let's see. MVP of the year.
I chose Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels from Sav. I chose CeeDee Lamb, but he told me that it'll probably be a quarterback, and he's tired of. He just said he was tired of receiving quarterbacks and MVPs. Give receivers and running backs a chance. Offensive player of the year.
Who did I pick for that?
Sav chose Jahmyr Gibbs. Mm-hmm. And I chose George Pickens because we picked him up from Sav's first teams, the Steelers. He traded to us. Defensive player of the year.
T.J. Watt.
Of course, Sav chose his man, T.J. Watts, who just got his big lucrative deal of $41 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm going with an old Cowboys player, but one of the better ones that we just lost recently. D-Law, in case y'all don't know, DeMarcus Lawrence. And I'm going with him, even though he's not on our team anymore. Here we go. Offensive rookie of the year. Sav chose Caleb Johnson. And I chose Ashton Jeanty. What do you feel about Caleb Johnson, Sav?
I mean, I feel like I've been hearing a lot of talk that he's going to be taking the bulk of the carries for the Steelers. So, I mean, hey, you taking the bulk of the carries, you can possibly win that award. Offensive rookie of the year.
Okay. And I chose Ashton Jeanty because I thought we were going to draft him, the Cowboys, but we did not. And he was definitely one of the prospects in the draft that is supposed to be great at the greatest, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And let me reiterate, or how do you say that word?
Reiterate?
Yeah, the Caleb is spelled with a K because I tried to spell it with a C when I was taking my notes, but I was corrected. All right, NFL Coach of the Year. Sav chose Dan Quinn, who used to be our defensive coach. But he is now Washington's head coach.
Mm-hmm.
I chose Pete Carroll. I wasn't going to go with Schottenheimer.
Oh, no, no, no.
Because Schottenheimer's, this is his first year. And
Cowboys going to be his.
I would have went with Mike McCarthy if he was still on the team. But, of course, you know, we had to let him go. Fired. You're out of here.
You're fired.
All right. These next two, Sav didn't answer. But I'm still going to say them because I did. My projected lowest points total for the whole regular season, not the playoffs or the Super Bowl, I chose the Giants will have the least amount of points than any other team in the NFL.
I choose the Saints.
Oh, Sav now chooses the Saints. Let me write that down on my paper since he's telling me something now. All right. And projected the highest points, I chose the Bills.
The highest. I'll probably get into the Ravens.
Okay, so he said the Ravens. And look, they're playing against each other. All right. So next is three teams in a division to the playoffs. I chose NFC East. And Sav chose AFC North. Just coinky dinks. Those are both of our top team divisions.
Yeah, it's a real possibility for AFC North, though.
Yeah, I know. So all four of y'all could go for real. Okay, Super Bowl prediction. Sav chose Washington versus the Texans.
Keep it 100. That sounds like a good matchup.
Sound like a good matchup. But I went old school. And we have met in the Super Bowl plenty of times. The Cowboys versus the Steelers. Okay, so now, number one seed in the AFC. Sav chose the Ravens. I don't know why. I chose the Chiefs.
I don't know why.
The Chiefs usually have big scores, big scores. Number one seed.
Being believed by the NFL.
Oh, Roger Goodell. Mm-hmm. Number one seed, NFC. I chose the 49ers. And Sav chose Washington, of course. I didn't want to choose the Cowboys because we can have some high scores. And we can be a number one seed, but we ain't there yet. Most passing yards in the NFC. Of course, I chose my quarterback, Dak Prescott. Or should I say Dakota Rain Prescott. And he chose Matt Stafford. And most passing yards in the AFC. I chose Josh Allen. And he chose Patrick Mahomes. Okay, most receiving in the AFC. I chose Tyreek Hill. And he chose Jamar Chase. Most receiving in the NFC. I chose CeeDee Lamb. And he chose Puka Nacua. Most rushing yards in the AFC, we both chose Derrick Henry. Most rushing yards in the NFC, Christian McCaffrey, or CMC, is who I chose, and he chose Saquon Barkley.
Barkley.
Now the best kicker. I chose my kicker, of course. He's a top five kicker right now, maybe a top three, Brandon Aubrey. And Sav chose his kicker from the Steelers, Chris Boswell, who is also a great kicker. I do give that to him. Best tight end. Sav chose Brock Bowers. And I chose Mark Andrews. Best special teams. I chose my man, Kevontae Turpin. And Sav chose Jeremy Reeves. All right. Now that I'm done all of my notes, I actually have some football fun facts. One second here. Number one, the term pigskin for a football, they use this word, is a misnomer, as the original balls, paws, were not made from pigskin. Though the NFL still uses a significant amount of leather. Number two, does anyone of you guys know the longest field goal ever kicked in competitive American football? Do you know how many yards?
Man.
Do you know the longest field goal ever kicked in competitive and not just NFL football?
I don't know if somebody just kicked the longest field goal in the preseason for the NFL, though. It was like 74 yards.
Okay. Well, the longest field goal ever kicked in competitive American football was 69 yards, and it was by Ove Johannesson. I don't know what team he played for. It didn't say. Okay. This is why I asked, was the Cowboys' first stadium a dome? It says no one team that plays in a dome for home games has ever won a Super Bowl. You hear that?
Say it again.
No one team that plays dome for home games has ever won a Super Bowl. If you have a dome,
they never won.
Never won.
So that's...
that's our team, but that's now, because we won Super Bowl, so we must not have had a dome before. I don't know if that was a dome or not, the first stadium. Because we've won five Super Bowls, so.
As far as I've been watching football, y'all had a dome.
Yeah, that's because that's AT&T.
I mean, I guess in the 90s, so. All
right. 90s and 70s.
Well, if it was in the 90s, then of course it was further back.
Yeah. Okay, did you know this? Each NFL game requires officials to provide 24 footballs. So in a single...
I didn't know it was 24, but I knew they had to have a good amount there.
Okay, it's 24. In a single season, everybody will consume over 6,000 footballs.
I'm going to say, I wonder if you could bring your own football as long as it measures up to the NFL.
We'll have to look that up. The goalpost was once on the goal line.
Yeah, but people kept on running into it and stuff.
It's for real. I ain't lying. If you watch football,
I didn't think about that.
They used to have a show called Football Follies for real. I used to watch it on NFL Network for real, man. People kept on running into the goalposts when they had it. And that's why they put it all the way in the back of the end zone. And I ain't going to lie, some people still be running into it in the back of the end zone sometimes.
You're right. Because they can't slow down. Stop. All right, now I'm going to ask you this. And I'm going to see how many, if any, you get correct for Mr. You Know Your Knowledge of Football. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to tell you this. 12 teams have never won a Super Bowl. But 4 teams never made an appearance. Who are they? Who's never been to the Super Bowl?
The Houston Texans. They went on.
Yeah. Texans is an answer. Ding, 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 ding. Say, I've got it right. He needs 3 more.
I don't really know that because they're an expansion franchise. I ain't going to lie. If you just watch football, like, they came in the early 2000s.
Okay.
So. I know they haven't made a Super Bowl since they've been in the league. Mm. I want to say the Tennessee Titans did.
Nope.
They made the Super Bowl?
I guess.
Oh, yeah, they did against the Rams.
Okay.
Alright, in the early 2000s or late 90s, one of them.
I don't know much about the Titans like I know my Cowboys.
Back in the day, the Titans was good for it.
When they were Houston Oilers?
No, when they were the Tennessee Titans, they had Steve McNair at quarterback and Eddie George at running back. It was alright for real. It had a nice little defense.
What years was that?
They used to beef with the Ravens. Early 2000s.
Oh, okay.
But I'm gonna say, damn, who was it?
It's
Jaguars.
That's yeah. 2. Ding, ding, ding. I give you a hint.
You said they
didn't. They're in the AFC North.
They just didn't make it?
Never had an appearance.
The Cleveland Browns?
Yep. You need one more.
I'm going to say...
Midwest team. And they towards the top of the United States.
Are we good? Right now?
Yep.
Now they got a chance to make the Super Bowl right now?
We got a chance to make a long playoff run.
I mean, they gotta be a decent team, man. They just got good?
Recently. Within like the last 3 years, I guess.
The Lions?
Yep. There you go. So that's the 4. Lions, Browns, Texans, and the Jaguars. All right. The Seahawks name was decided by a public competition with 1,750 suggestions and 20,000 entries. That's how they got their name. Players weren't required to wear helmets until 1943.
What you mean they wasn't required to wear helmets? You told me motherfuckers was running around with
no
this fucking...
on. Just their head.
This bare head.
Yeah. It said it wasn't required until 1943.
And then they just...
The Cowboys didn't come to what, 50 or 60?
So what the fuck was concussions like back then? God damn.
That's probably why.
I ain't lying. What the hell? That's crazy work. I ain't lying.
And I didn't
remember they used to wear them helmets without the face mask. I never knew they... didn't wear helmets at all. I never heard.
Oh yeah, no, I seen the helmet with no bars and stuff. Yeah.
I know they used to wear that back in the day. I ain't know.
I just seen that when I was doing the fun facts.
No helmet at all. It's crazy.
No helmet at all in early '40s and less. All right, the Packers are the oldest team that still holds its original name since 1919.
Green Bay Packers, yeah, Vince Lombardi.
They've held their name since they came out in 1919.
That's why the Super Bowl called the Lombardi Trophy, because they were the first one to win
the Super Bowl. Yeah, and so that's etched in stone. Packers also have the longest waiting list for season tickets. You can not get to see them at 100 years old. If you're 100 years old, you might still not be able to get a season ticket for the Packers games, because the waiting list is so long. They sell out so fast.
Alright, well, cheeseheads, yeah, I guess so.
Tom Brady holds the longest winning streak in NFL, 21 games straight between 2003 and 2004.
Yeah, that was in the midst of the undefeated season, even though they lost in the Super Bowl to the Giants.
It says that Buffalo and Minnesota are considered the unwinningest team in history. And that's totally a word.
The unwinningest?
Unwinningest.
They just win the least. So you telling me they got the lowest percentage of wins
in history. The teams in history. I guess if you go back, the Bills might not always been the way they are now.
Oh, you said Buffalo.
Buffalo and Minnesota.
That don't even make sense, because Buffalo in the 90s, they must have been trashed. And they was pretty ass when I was
They went to the Super Bowl.
No, I'm talking about when I was like the early 2000s, the Bills wasn't all that. Going in the 2010s with Ryan Fitzpatrick and all them people. Who they had? Brian Moorman. I don't even know who the hell was their quarterbacks. They had some alright weapons. They had Marshawn. They drafted Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Before they let him go to the Seahawks.
All right. Dallas doesn't believe in retiring numbers. Neither does the Raiders.
I know, that's why y'all keep on giving all y'all receivers that y'all think going to be franchise guys. Yeah, number 88.
The 88 club. 2021 was when the first Super Bowl was played in a home stadium. I didn't know that though.
2021? Who was it though? It was Atlanta. Yep.
In 2000, when Ravens won the Super Bowl, in that season, 5 of their games, they didn't score a single touchdown.
What? Say that again.
In 2000, when Ravens won the Super Bowl that year, in that season, 5 of the games, they didn't score a single touchdown.
I mean, it makes sense. That was one of the best defenses of all time, if not the best defense of all time.
First time in American history that a football game was played was in 1869 by the Rutgers, who defeated Princeton.
Oh, speaking about that Ravens team, too, that's probably one of the worst quarterback seasons you've seen of all time. I don't know who their quarterback was, but he was pretty ass. I ain't gonna lie.
In 2000?
They didn't have Jamal Lewis playing. They wouldn't have did nothing. Put it like that, but yeah, that defense was a legendary squad though.
Now, did you know this one? After World War II was done and over with, is when positions were given for the game. Before that, the whole team played offense and defense with no exceptions allowed.
So you're telling me once you got off,
you had to go right back on defense. And no exceptions allowed.
That must have been when they were throwing coke.
All right, guys. We are through with this podcast for tonight. Almost forgot that we were recording us. So we will be back every Wednesday. We'll be doing it between 7 and 8 o'clock, maybe a little later, depending on my time I get off my job and me and Sav can get together so we can record. But it will be posted within the next hour so that I can get on the actual streaming site. So follow us, listen to us, share us on any streaming site that you listen to, like Spotify, Apple Podcast, what was the other ones? iHeartRadio, Amazon Music. We're going to be on all of them. You just have to search Creeping It Reels with EE, not EA, in the field. I will share this on my social media so that you can follow us. All right, thank you. Sav, you want to say anything before we go?
Nah, Sav out. He just ready for football to start.
Amen, and we will be watching the first game together in our house. Thank you. Have a great night. Bye-bye. Please.